You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Ready to bring you a trending report. Obviously, the weather is the top trending issue here in the Mile High City with a bunch of school districts closed down. They just said, forget about it. Some businesses are closed. A lot of them are doing like Slapshot Broadcasting and saying essential personnel only. I don't know. Does that make you feel good if you're considered essential?
Yeah.
It just means you have to work.
It just means you have to work, but you're needed, which is nice.
We're not alone. There's a study that says 45% of the country's population has been under wind chill warnings and advisories. It's nearly half the country.
Aren't we all dying to see our Excel bill for the month? I'm super excited to get that.
Right.
I know it's going to be $500+. I just know it.
What is it normally for you?
Not that much. Well, I think this last one was fairly high at like 230 or something like that.
Mm.
Yeah, I know it's going to hit five. Dang it. Darn it.
Get a load of this. At least it's not this bad. Up in Portland, Oregon, their largest sewage station has been running at half capacity after their pipes froze.
Oh, no. Oh, crap.
Yeah. A backup generator also froze and sent sewage into around a dozen homes.
Oh, that's horrible. No.
Don't want that.
Mm-mm. Yuck.
The NFL's divisional round of playoffs, that's all set after Buffalo beat Pittsburgh yesterday and Tampa Bay eliminated Philly. Four big games this weekend will narrow the field down to the final four teams after this weekend to see who's going to fight it out to go to the Super Bowl. The Avs lost in Montreal last night. Damn it. The Nuggets are in Philadelphia tonight. It has always been ridiculous when performers get on stage and yell out the name of the city where they're performing. How you doing, Denver? What's up, Sacramento? Let me hear you, Tallahassee.
I can't hear you.
And then all the sheeple out in the crowd. People like cheer when they hear their town's name.
We are in Denver. That's us.
It's like if you see somebody go on like the Jimmy Fallon show or something like that, and they say, yeah, well, I was in Seattle last week. And then there's a whole section of the crowd.
Yeah, they're like,
this is the name of the town.
I know that place. I know that place.
It's so funny. Anyway, well, this has happened again. Madonna was on stage and yelled out, are you ready, Boston? Then someone informed her she was in Toronto.
Whoopsie daisy.
So there's all sorts of cursing that goes on that video clip. And when she realizes.
She really messed that up.
Ruh-roh. So they say, I've skipped down to the bottom of this story because experts are claiming that one out of every 22 people are technically psychopaths.
Uh-oh.
I can tell you without a doubt, I can name at least a couple of people who I know are sociopaths.
Okay.
Like bad sociopaths. Psychopaths? I might know one. But if these statistics are right, then we all know several. Anyway, this comes up because people have dug up a study from 2016 and now they're really starting to spread it. It's a study that says you're more likely to be a psychopath if you enjoy things that are bitter.
Bitter?
And that includes black coffee. So they claim if you like your coffee black, there's a chance you might have psychopathic tendencies.
Oh my God. That's quite a leap.
It found that people who like bitter stuff are more likely to have the types of antisocial qualities that psychopaths have, and they were more likely to take pleasure in seeing other people suffer.
Holy crap. Well, it's a good thing I like a little Splenda and half in my coffee.
Whew.
Whew. Dodged a bullet on that one.
So, for everyone who's listening right now, I don't know how much money you have in your bank account. How much money do you have saved up? Think about it. What's your net worth right now? And no laughing out there. Some of you, you've got a net worth, probably. Well, there's a new study that's out. According to, it's an anti-poverty group. They've issued a report on the ultra-rich, how they're getting richer and richer. In fact, since the pandemic hit 4 years ago, almost 5 billion people around the globe have gotten poorer, and yet the five richest men in the world have seen their wealth more than double since the pandemic hit. And so this organization is predicting that within the next 10 years, we will see our first trillionaire.
Gosh, can you imagine? That's just, you can't even comprehend it.
You can't comprehend $1 trillion. We can't, the human brain can't even really wrap itself around a million, mm-hmm. let alone a billion, let alone 100 billion, which some of these guys have. And now a trillion?
I know, that's stupid money.
They're trying to give the visual of this about, you know, if you stacked $1 trillion up in one stack, how high would they go? And apparently it would be, if you had $1 trillion, apparently those would stack up to almost 68,000 miles.
That's really high.
Like a quarter of the way to the moon.
There are some great YouTube videos if you search like what it would look like to have certain amounts of money. There's some great videos that represent that, and it's staggering. But some of them are, what it looks like.
Yeah.
It's more money you could spend in 1,000 lifetimes.
Yeah.
It's a lot of cash.
What else is trending?
Well, you know what? I was going to start with some other stuff, but on the heels of that money one, I do have two more money stories. There's this poll out online where people are asking, for every year you remove from your life, you get $500,000. So how many years would you give up? This is kind of some fun little mind candy. The most popular answer is 1 or 2 years of your life. And you'd get, you know, $1 million if you'd cancel out 2 years of your life.
Because it depends on how long we're talking that we're going to live and what our quality of life is.
Yeah, there is that. They say these years are shaved off the end of your life. So say you are going to live into your 90s or something. The quality's not that great. Would you shave off a couple years right now knowing that you'd have some bank?
I don't know. It's kind of a weird thing to think about. The 101-year-old that they took to Hooters. He was having the time of his life.
He's like, I just want to be around some pretty ladies for my birthday.
So, I don't know. He doesn't want to cut those last 2 years off.
And if you are saving, there is hope. This story says the United States has 40% of the world's millionaires. America has about 22.7 millionaires. With cash ranging from about 1 to 5 million is the biggest chunk.
Are you saying 22.7 million
millionaires? And then 4.6 millionaires have over $10 million. So the majority is between 1 and 5 of the United States millionaires. So just keep saving. There's some good interest rates right now.
You're probably worth $1 million by now.
More, actually. So 22-year-old Madison Marsh... you're going to want to know that name. She is this year's Miss America, 2024's Miss America.
And a bad mama jamma,
formerly a Miss Colorado. Now, Madison Marsh is a second lieutenant in the Air Force and is the first active duty Air Force officer to receive the title. She graduated from the Air Force Academy with a degree in physics and a focus in astronomy. She's now pursuing a master's in public policy at Harvard Kentucky School. This is Kennedy. All on her Kennedy School. Check that. This is all according to her biography. And the Air Force celebrated her win with a bunch of posts on their X account, calling her their very own, with pictures of her in a fighter jet. She's a badass, man.
Really cool.
She's beautiful. She's brilliant. She's a fighter pilot. I mean, and she's 22. I'm looking at my life right now. What have I done?
Yeah, where did I go wrong?
I'm
a disc jockey.
I know you're dying to know about her talent portion of the Miss America competition. She performed spoken word piece about earning her private pilot's license at the age of 16. Again, what is your 16-year-old doing? Yeah. Oy. And then your girlfriend, Kim Christensen, was posting all sorts of pictures and stuff. Because wasn't Kim Miss Colorado or something like that?
She was
like
Miss Colorado.
Back in the day. So she was super excited for Madison.
I love Kim Christensen, and I don't care who knows.
So keep an eye out. Madison's going to be going everywhere with that sash on now. Just be prepared to see lots of pictures of the sash. The Emmys were on last night, hosted by Anthony Anderson. He's quite talented and quite funny. And I was laughing because he recruited his mom to stand up in the crowd and yell at people if the acceptance speeches went too long. And she's a sassy lady, and it was really, really good.
So people started baiting her, I think.
I know, to get up and just yell.
They did.
Elton John had a good night. He won the Emmy for the Best Variety Special. He did a live, Elton John live farewell from Dodgers Stadium. It's a 3-hour concert documentary on Disney Plus. So we got the Emmy for that, which makes him part of the elite group of EGOT winners who have won Emmys, Grammys, Oscars, and Tonys. He's now in the club. Very prestigious.
He's got two Oscars. Very the prestigious. Tony. And but you know what surprised me about that story?
Tell me now.
Is that Elton John only has 6 Grammy Awards. That's mind-blowing to me when you've got all of these other performers that have like 24 Grammys.
Yeah.
And Elton John, who pretty much blazed a trail through rock music back through the 70s and the 80s.
Only
he's
6.
He's got
6. I wonder why.
And, you know, some other current modern-day performers of questionable talent have like 20 Grammy Awards. Yeah. You're like, what is wrong with his picture?
I like his little Yellow Brick Road song and the
his little Yellow Brick
little, like,
Road
that
song.
Crocodile Rock or whatever. That's a fun one.
No.
Tiny Go, Dancer.
Do yourself. No, yuck. You know, where he shines is Love Lies Bleeding. Listen to that one.
That
and
one?
Jeremy, on your drive home today,
okay.
I want you to download and listen to Madman Across the Water.
I'll do that. And then I want you
listen to
Circle of Life from The Lion King.
No. You used to have to play it on this show. What are you talking about?
All right. What else is going on? I know you're dying to also know what Hulk Hogan's been up to, Dom.
What has he been doing?
He rescued somebody. He was out driving around with his wife and some guy named Jake, who was a Marine, and they witnessed a pretty wild car accident. The car ahead of them swerved, crashed, and ended up upside down. A 17-year-old girl was trapped inside, and Hulk and Jake rushed over to the scene, smashed the airbag, and helped her get out of the vehicle. And it sounds like she's going to be okay. So a bunch of TMZ pictures floating around this morning. Hulk Hogan, brother. Got that airbag in a headlock, brother.
Saved the young woman and then immediately called his publicist.
Yeah, that's right. He's like, get out here, get some cameras. I got that girl on the ground like I did Randy Savage in WrestleMania 13, brother.
You were a wrestling viewer,
weren't you? I still love Hulk Hogan. I just love him. Probably one of the greatest athletes of all time.
But didn't you grow up watching WWE, one of the
WWEs? WWF with, Jake the Snake and Macho Man and Hulk Hogan, brother.
Oh, I could never really get into that, but when I was a kid, I lived for a couple of years in Michigan when I was a kid, and for whatever reason, they would televise on Saturday nights or something, roller derby.
Oh, see, that's fun,
And that is like wrestling on wheels.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Because it's as cheesy and staged and all of that, but the roller derby was just so much so that in our basement, we set up a little roller derby track.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we got on our roller skates and would go around in circles and slam each other into walls.
Yeah, absolutely, man. You got it.
You know, Denver still have its roller derby
the roller
team?
Dolls or whatever they were? Yeah.
Something. Are they still around?
Oh, God, I don't know. Didn't we do something with them? I feel like we had some of them in the studio or something.
We had them in studio.
And they checked me into the wall. I don't know.
They're tough, I'm telling you.
They're all tough. Those sports are extremely tough. And no matter how much you joke about how wrestling is fake, there's lately been some really good Hulk Hogan podcasts where he talks about the backstory of everything that those guys went through. It was brutal.
Yeah.
Truly brutal. I mean, it was very violent behind the scenes.
Yeah.
I mean, gasp, I'm going to say Joe Rogan here, but Hulk Hogan was just on a Joe Rogan podcast about a month ago for a couple hours. Fascinating conversation. Truly fascinating, even though he's a cheeseball. I do have some health news this morning. If you don't have time to exercise, the hot new trend right now is something called exercise snacking. It's gaining popularity as a solution to the challenge of fitting in your workouts into busy schedules. Essentially, it's bite-sized workouts throughout the day. So instead of parking it at the gym for 2 hours, like Hulk Hogan, you're just doing little snippets. So maybe you're doing jumping jacks while you're waiting for your meals to heat up. Or stand up from your desk at work and do some lunges, some squats, do 20 push-ups. I do 200 push-ups before the show every day just to kind of get my day going.
So do I.
I also keep some dumbbells sitting in my living room. And I seriously, every time I walk by them, I pop off like, a bunch of reps of dumbbells and then move on.
Oh, my God,
on.
I do all of that.
You should do that.
I do 75 crunches
every
day.
No, you're making fun. Don't make fun.
I'm not making fun. I do
all
of this.
Well, I feel like you're making fun.
I'm not making fun. What I'm doing is I'm lying. I'm not making fun of you. I'm just lying.
Listen, these little snack workouts.
You are buff and cut and in great shape.
I'm not, but I'm just trying to be healthy and stay flexible and,
You know, so I've got steep, tall staircases in my house, you know, that go up to the second floor and also to the basement.
Run them.
I work in the basement, and I'm constantly having to go all the way up to the top. So I need to start keeping track of how many, you know, how many floors of stairs I do each day.
That's a snack workout. It totally is for you. Go up and down the stairs a few times. I put a pull-up bar in the basement, so anytime I run down to the basement to get go like in the basement fridge or something, I'll do some pull-ups and then go back upstairs.
Oh, my God.
It's little things like that. It adds up, man.
You know, the thing for me is that I'm concerned about my stairs because I'm truly I'm not kidding. I'm truly worried. That's going to be the death of somebody in this house because they're big. It's a lot of steps. They're steep, and you know
wood
steps. They're wood straight. It's not like the you know house where it goes up a little ways, then turns and goes up. It's a straight up wooden staircase, pretty steep. Both of them in the house, and I am always concerned that somebody is going to tumble and they will die.
You need to get those socks stairs with the little rubber grippers on the bottom. That's all you need to do to fix that problem.
No, what I need is I just need to put like gymnast rings all the way down to the ceiling.
Yeah, brother.
And I'll just ring down the stairs.
Yeah, get up there. Get those 24-inch pythons out. And
and then put a pommel horse down at the base of them. Get
That's
off
right,
and
brother.
Do some moves on the pommel horse.
Get that pommel horse in a headlock, brother.
All right, let's do this.
Clickbait.
I feel like that story went too long.
I'm sure Bunker's not happy.
Get him in a headlock, brother.
So, we have a Facebook page. It's Dom and Jeremy on the FB. There's this animal shelter in Richmond. I posted a link to it. Richmond, Virginia. They took in a morbidly obese cat last week, and he's already been out. He's been adopted. His name is Frosty, like the Wendy's dessert.
Rita's
his full name is One Frosty Too Many. But anyway,
I have
never seen such a giant cat. So you got to see the picture of this meow meow. It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.
Check it out.
That's a fat cat.
It's a really fat cat. I feel bad for the guy. The new owner says they're going to help him trim down, though. They're going to put a pull-up bar in the basement for him.
Right. Anyway. That's what's trending with your boys in the morning. Dom and Jeremy here at Denver's Mix 100.